Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But right from the onset of this program, we want to say that our hearts go out to the Gulf Coast. We just had a string of bad weather that's hit the region, and reports are that people that are hurt, not certainly sure of how many casualties at this moment, but we understand that weather has come on in, and tornadoes, rain, they even were expecting hail. But in particularly Pensacola, the headlines say they were pounded with the headlines. And our hearts go out to everyone that suffered so much. My understanding is that power went out to many homes. There were people without any electricity. But around 8 o'clock in the p.m., 8:15 or so, we started hearing reports that tornadoes touched down in the northeast part of Pensacola in an apartment complex in which I used to live in over 20 years ago. And the Moorings apartment, and the tornado hit it, causing the roof to be lifted up. In fact, you're probably watching some images now, and causing the actual buildings, some of the buildings, to actually crumble. And as you're seeing some of these images right now on screen, you could actually see that this brick solid building, two-story building, that when I lived there, I felt very safe, were actually like pieces of bread broken. I mean, just your mind can't wrap around, in particularly in this region, tornadoes, but it happens. And just our hearts go out to those right now that are without a home, that their life got completely turned upside down. And we are praying for you. We want to stand with you, but we want to share what's happening, because a lot of times we're not aware of the things that are happening in our own community. And we always think that that's not going to happen to me or to us. But as you can see, it could happen at any moment. Before you knew it, I mean, no one really knew that much that weather pattern was coming. Some alerts were starting to come on out. And before you know it, they were sending emails all across town. Businesses were shutting down, and they were saying, even prepare for hail. But I want you to listen to a woman that was interviewed by Pensacola News Journal as she shares what happened to her, as she's one of the people that live in the Moorings apartment. Watch this.
Here with Joanne Drzyzak at the Mooring Apartments. Joanne, tell our viewers what just happened to you here.
Pretty much a tornado just touched down and removed the roofs from all four houses, housing complex buildings. And within the 30 seconds, two buildings are completely collapsed, and the other two buildings have no roofs. All of our possessions are going to be gone, but I guess that doesn't matter. We all made it out okay. So, yes, praise God for that.
You've lived here for 10 years, I believe?
Yes, 10 years, and I've never had a tornado. We've never had anything like this since I've been here.
What next? I mean, where do you go from tonight?
I have no idea. Hopefully the Red Cross will be coming in and at least bus us out of here and take us to maybe shelter for the night and figure it out in the morning.
Wow. Our hearts go out to you, Joanne, and all of those who are affected by the storm. I understand that houses and certain subdivisions in that area were absolutely destroyed. But did you hear what she said? 30 seconds. These are folks, some reports are that they were in their house, they started hearing a wind, and before you know it, before they could take cover, before they can run into their bathrooms in a place of safety, the roof was ripped off of the building. Now, I know from firsthand experiences, because I actually lived in those buildings, and I actually went through Hurricane Opal in that, and Aaron, I believe, in that apartment buildings, and I actually felt safe. And the winds were so violent at that time that I remember walking out of my apartment into the parking lot just to see the wind, and I saw one of the signs that were like a handicap sign that was in the parking lot, and it was rattling as fast as it, you know, you could imagine. It was just shaking so violently. And I went back in the house because my first thought was, if that gets loose, you know, it'll cut someone, you know, to pieces. And yet I remember during that time experiencing feeling so safe in that solid brick structure. But to think that within 30 seconds, a violent wind can come so powerful and rip the roof off and cause that building to crumble, something to really stand back and say, my goodness. You know, in one side, we want to thank and be grateful for that it could have been so much worse and could have been loss of life. And what I understand, there's been no loss of life in Pensacola, and people are getting the help. But also at the same token, our hearts are going out to those that are hurting right now, to those that were, you know, shifted out of their home. When we get back from this program, we're going to continue to talk about this and to look at some of the bigger implications of what does this all mean and where do we go from here when you're not supposed to have tornadoes in your own community.
Steve, absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Storm 30 seconds, and your roof gets ripped off your house.
It's amazing to see, like you're saying, such a building of that magnitude. And it's like you look at one day it would be a protection, you feel safe. The next it's just like it's a suddenly you don't even have time to run or react, and it's gone.
It's a solid brick structure, two-story building, and three of those buildings actually collapsed.
Wow.
And the miracle in all of it is that there wasn't any kind of loss of life. But my goodness, when I heard those reports coming in, you know, we didn't suffer any damage, but my heart just started going out to those that were suffering at that moment. And it's something that we need to just remember, that as people are suffering all around us and they're going through challenging times and experiences, I was thinking about this in my abiding time the other day, is that, you know, oftentimes we talk about being intimate with the Lord and having a close friendship with God and walking with Him. And that's why we talk about abiding all the time and how important that is to have an abiding John 15 relationship with the Lord, where you're spending time in His Word, that you're listening and tuning your ears to what the Master has to say, and that we apply it to our lives. And so a lot of times, you know, we can experience wonderful things that God is experiencing, that He shares His heart with us. You know, we're just reflections of our Creator. If we have emotions, because believe me, God has emotions. You know, if we have joy, God has joy. He doesn't copy us. We are images of Him, right? Created in His image. But one thing I was thinking in my abiding time was that those things are easier for us to respond to, for us to grasp. But can we, you know, join, like Paul says, Christ in the fellowship of His suffering? Can we experience intimacy with God in the things that hurt God?
Mm-hmm.
Can we share that burden? Can we share that pain?
Yeah.
Because on any given day, there are things that brings God great joy. You know, salvations and people coming to God, miracles, healings, reconciliations. There's so many wonderful things that occur on a daily basis that bring God great joy. But as we all know, there are things that happen throughout life every day that bring God great sorrow. And when we have that type of relationship with God or with anyone, we experience what, you know, you really have a relationship with them. You experience the ups.
You're there with them.
And the downs.
You're there with them.
Yeah. And so we need to be empathetic that way and not just be concerned for ourselves, but we need to be concerned for our fellow man, for our brothers, for our sisters, for our citizens in our own community. And so, again, our hearts go out. Our prayers go to you. We're praying for you, and we're grateful that the Governor Scott of Florida declared this area an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And so that released funds, because there's also people in Century from the previous storm that they were affected pretty bad as well. So, but I got to thinking about 30 seconds, Steve, 30 seconds. Here you are at home. We didn't get much forecast, or I wasn't aware of it.
Neither was I.
My wife sent me an email, said, hey, there's a storm coming. I said, oh, okay. But a lot of people didn't know about it.
Right.
And they were all kind of finding out at the same time. And then this woman, you know, many people only had 30 seconds to respond. And to think that that much destruction can happen, it's
fast.
Not supposed to happen here.
Right.
It's not supposed to happen.
And so often, too, as we're seeing so many of these type of events happen around the nation, and you're saying that city over there, that state, and just like you're saying before, that's not supposed to happen. All of a sudden, you just realize you're like, it can happen at any time. And now you find out, you're like, that was my roof.
Yeah.
That was my house. That
was
my
house.
Bedroom. And that wall is now gone. It no longer exists.
You think about all the weather things that have occurred throughout. I mean, South Carolina had floods that were, I mean, they hadn't seen them in hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
This area has had floods that they said it wouldn't be around for 1,000-year type floods, you know, and all different things have occurred. You got to start asking yourself, okay, am I prepared?
Yeah.
Am I prepared? Am I prepared physically? Am I, you know, do I have some wisdom in how I'm preparing? And immediately when we heard that storms were coming, we said, well, get anything, garbage cans or anything that's loose out there, because it uses a projectile to crash a window. But what about, you know, and the things that happen in our life that we're really not prepared for, like just the storms of life. And as I was abiding this morning and just kind of thinking about, you know, our fellow citizens and the things that people are going through and praying for them, I was reminded of Matthew 7 about the wise and foolish builders. And, you know, Matthew 7:24 says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rocks. And storms like that come in our lives sometimes. They're unpredictable. Sometimes we don't know. Things happen. But different than these weather patterns, right? Because we don't know why just weather just occurred. You know, things happen. But in the storms that we have in our life, sometimes we can prevent them. Sometimes we can do the things necessary to prevent us from having windy situations. Mm-hmm. And I remember Greg used to say in one of the sermons, I remember hearing him say that, you know, a tornado can last for 30 seconds in a relationship, but the devastation that it leaves behind takes quite a while to clean up.
It can take 30 years.
Yeah. And so what are the things that we can do today in our own personal lives as we're trying to redeem, you know, something good out of this situation? How can we learn from this in all ways? Always trying to redeem something. I think that's so important, that whenever a tragedy happens, what can we learn? How can we grow from this? How can I apply this to my life in any way and not let a tragedy just be a tragedy alone, but we need to go around redeeming things and saying, okay, that happened, that was real, and that was horrible. And we need to respond appropriately with empathy, with care, with love, prayer. We need to do that.
And but that process to walk that out with others who are going through that.
Absolutely.
Hugely important.
Absolutely. But as we do that, we need to start looking at, okay, how can we redeem this situation and learn from it and look for any kind of application or any kind of way that the Lord may be speaking to me about my own personal life. And one of those ways, like I said, is that how we can prepare. Listen, the wise builder actually hears God's word and puts them into practice so that when the storms come, his foundation is solid and secure. But the person who doesn't, who builds on sand, is a person that doesn't hear God's word, doesn't apply it to their lives. And so when the storms come, they built on sand, everything gets washed away. That's a loose paraphrase, but you get the idea. And so it just reminds me today, Steve, that build with God. You know, build the things in your life with God in your life. Because Jesus said, in this world, you will have trials, you will have tribulations, you're going to have storms. But he said, cheer up, because I've overcome them. And if we build our house on God and on his word, listen, things will come, storms will come, but he's our strong tower, he's our hiding place, he's our refuge, he's a mighty stronghold. We can run into him and we're going to be safe.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.